ABC Radio Australia.
The Australian government has ended its contributions to the Green Climate Fund, as it was revealed last night when the Australian Treasurer handed down the budget. Australia had pledged to give $200 million to this fund, which was set up by the United Nations to help developing nations and small island states combat climate change. But in the budget documents released last night, Australia said that it had ended its contributions back in December with the final payment of $19.2 million. I spoke with Maria Simon-Shifang. She's a Kiribati woman from the group Pacific Calling Partnership a short time ago.
I don't understand for Australia to do that, because with the Climate Green Fund, it's for the poorest countries, with my understanding, that they cannot access to, you know, to funding, to for funding climate change. And when Australia is not going to do that, it's to me, it's really destroying the relationship between Australia and the Pacific, because the Pacific Islanders really rely on Australia, because Australia is part of the Pacific as well. It's a wealthy country though. And when Australia stopped that funding to their contribution to the Green Climate Fund, It's a failure, and there's no way of, you know, showing leadership in the Pacific. And they keep saying that we are going to help the Pacific with this and that, but cutting off, not contributing to the Green Climate Fund is not going to work for Pacific Islanders.
Except that there might be finance available through other means, through different infrastructure loans and grants that the Australian government is specifically setting up for the Pacific.
Look, yes, I saw that last night, but to me, it doesn't make sense at all. I don't know whether Australia is being playing, a political game here. You know, we all know that China is doing great things within the Pacific. And I don't know whether Australia is afraid of China, that, you know, that China might take over in the Pacific. And that's why it's doing that. To me, again, not contributing to the Green Climate Fund, and also supporting, subsidizing the climate pollution, it doesn't make sense to me.
I'd like to pick up your comments there about subsidizing pollution in just a moment. But first, just on the Green Climate Fund, it is obviously a global fund that's been problematic. A lot of Pacific Island nations have talked about it being difficult to access that finance, that it's very bureaucratic, etc. So how effective has it actually been? And therefore, is it perhaps better that Australia doesn't get or have its money transferred through such a fund? Or do you believe that Australia's past contributions have been, through the climate fund, have been effective?
Look, I do understand where you are coming from, because I know that it's quite hard, difficult to get those fundings, especially for Pacific Islanders. But this doesn't mean that, you know, Australia has to stop contributing to this Green Climate Fund. It's, you know, Australia is also at the Paris Agreement. Australia was there, and, you know, the developed countries are trying to put this funding for the poor countries, the developing countries. You know, I support the idea that Australia has to contribute to this Green Climate Fund.
And just to go back to the point where you make claims that the Australian government is continuing to subsidise pollution, in your words, but during the budget, the government did announce that it's going to continue to invest in its emissions reduction fund, which is now called a Climate Solutions Package, to tackle climate change. Isn't that enough, or at least something that you would be welcoming? Is that going to be effective?
Look, Australian action right now on climate change, it's far too commit to, you know, to the reality of what is really climate change is all about. I strongly believe that Australia is far behind in that. No, we want Australia to really act on climate change.
But that's what this would do, is trying to tackle or bring down its carbon emissions, which of course are what contribute to climate change. In the budget, it is allocating money to do so.
I still believe that Australia is far behind. You know, in 2018, Australia was part of the Pacific Forum that was, and they signed the declaration saying that climate change is a great threat to the Pacific Islands. And to me, yet Australia is failing to play its role as a leader in the Pacific